What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Gray Area Podcast. I'm your host, Sarge, on this wonderful... What day is it? Come on. What day is it? Mike. What day is it, Mike? It's hump day. It's hump day! Yeah! Hump day! Oh, man, it's a mess today. Illinois has decided to grant snow again. Rainy, wet snow. That fucking groundhog is a liar, okay? The groundhog is a liar. Punks of Tony Phil, I'm talking about you. You bitch-ass, hoe-bag bitch-ass. It is fucking snowing right now. I am not a fan, my man. Yeah, I meant to rhyme that. I'm a rapper. Now that there's a new opening up since Diddy's getting arrested. I mean, how guilty do you have to be? How guilty do you have to be to just fucking leave the country altogether? Just up and bounce. And leave to a country, by the way, that doesn't extradite you. I've noticed ever since Epstein Island shit broke, Diddy's been really freaking quiet. And if Diddy gets arrested, it's over, man. It's over. Do you know how many people went to Diddy parties? People are coming out of the fucking woodwork. There was a shooting in 1999 involving Diddy. Apparently J-Lo was involved. She hasn't said shit. So, Ben, this is your chance, man. This is your chance. Third time's the charm, man. Get rid of her. Get rid of this chick. She's toxic. She's got more rings than Tom Brady, man. Get out of there, man. Run. Run, bitch, run! Oh, man. Yep. The sex rings. I wonder if Epstein and Diddy, like, collaborated. You know what I mean? I'm sure they did in some way or another. I feel bad for Justin Bieber. Like, really bad for this kid. When he first showed up, I was like, oh, man, come on. Baby, I was like, whoa, man, calm down. You're 12. He was innocent, man. He was singing, doing things, and then he was corrupted. And then he freaking, you know, was corrupted, and he was releasing songs like, I'm so lonely. I was like, man, this guy, I feel bad for Biebs. Like, what happened to the kid? What did he do to him? Oh, how many diddles did Diddy doodle if Diddy could doodle diddles? Diddy could doodle as many diddles as Diddy can doodle if Diddy could doodle diddles. I just made that up in my head, ladies. You're welcome. Gentlemen, sure, why not? $20 is $20. Oh, man. Yep, so Diddy's gone. We're not going to see any music coming out of him anytime soon. This phone call's with him and Suge Knight. Like, what? What else are you into? There's like there's songs with like Jadakiss and stuff, and he owns all the publishing rights to all this music, even though he's like barely involved in it. Mace. Remember Mace? Hey, mama, won't you come here to Papa? Fucking Mace. Mace be the man, want to see you doing good. I don't want to get rich, leave you in the hood. Girl, in my eyes, you're the baddest. You know, Mace. Fucking Mace. Yeah, he became a fucking priest after hanging out with Diddy. I'm not fucking kidding. The dude became a pastor. And he didn't get any fucking money because Diddy had all of the Mace money. Diddy has all the Biggie money. I want to hear what Faith Hill has to say. Was Diddy behind Biggie's murder? Maybe. I don't know, man. I'm telling you. LeBron James is on like some TikTok talking to Diddy like on a Zoom call. And he's like, ain't no party like a Diddy party. And Diddy's like, yeah, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I can't make this up. So that ends the GOAT debate. in my opinion. That absolutely ends the GOAT debate. Oh, man. It's definitely Michael now. I don't think Michael was diddling dudes with Diddy, you know? Man. There's going to be a fucking nursery rhyme coming out about Diddy soon. I guarantee it. So, delinquents, no one told me that I have surpassed 300 episodes. I know. I have surpassed 300 episodes. This is probably like 300 and closer to 310 now. Man, I just want to thank y'all for being here. It's insane. It's insane. I know there's other podcasts out there, people that actually mean something, that have some clout, that have the money to market. I don't have the money to market. I don't have the money to market. But here you are, loving me, listening to me anyway. You guys are the best, man. So, I am humbled that you exist. Absolutely freaking humbled. And I will keep doing this. As long as you will hear me, I will be here. So, that's a big one, delinquents. Good job, everyone. Good job, everybody. Good job, everybody. I got thousands of followers. I got freaking tens of thousands of listens. I'm building up. It took me a while. I mean, I've been doing this for what? In October, it'll be 6 years. Woof. Oh, my God. I got books on the way. I'm telling you. And I'm still trying to live my life, which is quite hard nowadays. Especially in this economy, you know? This economy is a joke. It's an absolute flipping joke. So, everybody's like protecting Joe Biden for calling it Trans Visibility Day, Visibility, Trans Day of Awareness. Trans Day of Visibility, whatever. And then Joe Biden's like, no, I didn't do that. I didn't make that day. And it's literally by the power invested in me by the president. There's a whole fucking picture of it. He signed it into law, making fucking that day the Day of Visibility, which is insane. March 31st, whatever. But, you know, Easter always changes, which is weird too. So Trans Day of Visibility isn't always going to land on Easter. So I guess there's that. But I mean, that's when you're going to choose to make it. You're not going to, like, I mean, it's literally on Easter. You couldn't, like, wait a year or, like, the day after Easter and be like, oh, April 1st is the day of Trans Visibility Day, which would have been hilarious. Oh, man. I don't know. It could have been any other day, really, but he chose fucking Easter, and then he said he didn't choose it on Easter, which is funny, because on the English White House page, they're like, oh, happy Easter, blah, 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 and happy Trans Visibility Day, you know, Day of Awareness, you know, but on the Mexican-Spanish White House page, there's no Spanish, you know, listing on the Spanish White House page for Trans Visibility Day. I wonder why. I'll tell you why. Because Democrats are fucking shiesty pieces of shit. Because they know that a lot of Spanish people are Catholics. And Trans Visibility Day isn't going to, you know, it's not going to abide well on the White House page. So they left it off. Because they're just trying to get votes. They're placating to certain audiences, which is a joke. So, back to Easter. Why does it change every... Is it based on, like, the Jewish calendar? Is that why Easter changes every year? I'm thinking that's why it is. Like Hanukkah. You know, Hanukkah's not always the same days. So, the reason Easter's not always on a whatever the same day is because of the Jewish calendar, which is like 5,790 something, I don't know. But I guess that would kind of make sense. But somebody was on TikTok saying, oh, well, Easter is the first Sunday after the full spring equinox, full moon, something like that. I was like, whoa, I don't know if that's accurate. I'm just going to go with the Jewish calendar. So, you got Good Friday, kill Jesus, and then you got Easter, chocolate bunny rabbits. Way to go. Jesus got out of the tomb. I guess that's how that goes. So, I've come to the realization that when it comes to safety in our streets and the policies and the laws that are being made by politicians that have never had to take public transportation, they don't know what the fuck they're doing. So in San Francisco, there's the BART, which is like their public transportation, like train, whatever. And there's been an uptick of violence. San Francisco's is an uptick of everything. There's violence, there's drugs, there's defecation in the streets, which is always a blessing. So the powers that be have decided that, oh, okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to have two cards. We're going to make two cards, and they're going to be laminated. So if you feel like you're in danger, you could hand this card to someone, and the card says, "You got me." And if you see someone being harassed, then you could give them a card that says, "I got you." If you feel like you need help, you could give the "You got me" card, question mark. And if you see someone being harassed, then you could give them the "I got you" card in the middle of them getting punched in the face. And apparently these cards tell you how to react, whether "I got you" or "you got me," depending on the situation, as you're getting punched in the face. So by the time you do whatever you need to do on that card, do you think the physical assault is going to be over or what? At least they're laminated so you can wash the blood off of it, right? And hand it out to the next dumb fuck. Oh my God. What an absolute joke. You can tell the people that come up with these ideas live in like gated communities with private security and high fences and privacy and private security. How do we make the BART systems, you know, safer? Oh, here, I got an idea. We're going to cut out these fucking cards. We're going to laminate them, and then people will know. People will know. If you need help, I got you. If I need help, you got me? Question mark? Oh, my God. What a joke. You think I'm making this up? I'm not. The government has gone nuts. Democrats have gone absolutely insane. They have weaponized the Department of Justice. They are not playing by the fucking rules. Robert F. Kennedy is a big fucking threat to Biden. This dude's picking up like 12% of votes. And that's pretty impressive. So all these primaries that you see Biden at like 70 and you see other at like 30, at least half of that is probably for RFK Jr., which is nuts because Joe Biden, 37 days after he was inaugurated, started silencing what RFK had to say, like on Facebook and social media. Yeah, that's still happening. The FBI has been utilized to go out and talk to Facebook and social media groups, silencing conservative voices, independent voices that defer from the White House administration narrative, which is insane. So he was being shadow banned. His links weren't being shared. He wasn't getting the traffic that, you know, he was due on social media, which is nuts because Biden felt threatened. And he's like, stop him from doing things. And apparently, freedom of speech originally protected what RFK was saying. But then the FBI came up with some other terminology where it's like, okay, he's saying what he's allowed to say. However, it impedes with the White House narrative. Therefore, it should be removed. That's fucking illegal. And I'm pretty sure that goes against the First Amendment. Actually, I'm 100% sure that goes against the First Amendment. And RFK, you might not know this, But his father was assassinated, right? You might not know this either, but RFK's uncle was also assassinated. So you would think that RFK Jr., who was a Democrat, voted for Obama, voted for Biden, see how fucked up Biden is, and then he's like, you know what, I'm going to run as a Democrat. Oh, we're not going to let you primary against Joe Biden. And he's like, okay, fuck you, I'm going to be an independent, even though he's more of a moderate, surprisingly. I thought all the moderates were dead, but he's a moderate Democrat. So he's a little left of center, which is nice. This is nice. Left of old center. Because right now, he would be technically a little right of center. Like Elon Musk or Bill Maher. Or like the OG freaking Democrats. He would be right of center now. But back in the days of like the 90s and early 2000s, he would have been a little left of center. Biden has moved the center line so far left because of his outstanding, ridiculous, extremist, progressive values that it's insane. So anyway, RFK deserves, you know, you would think RFK deserves Secret Service protection, right? Anybody that's running for president has Secret Service protection. The president is supposed to give them Secret Service protection. He's not giving RFK Secret Service protection, even though he's running for president. He has a pretty good following. And, I mean, both of his uncles, his father and his uncle, were assassinated. And Biden's not giving this man Secret Service protection. That's insane. Instead, he wants to forget about Easter, make Trans Visibility Day, do the Easter egg roll on the Monday following Easter because he was too busy doing trans stuff on the Sunday. And on the Easter egg roll, by the way, you couldn't put any crosses on the eggs. Nothing religious for the Easter egg roll. That didn't happen on Easter. It happened on Monday. And when he's sitting there, he's like, look at my oyster buddies. Have you ever seen oyster buddies so big? And you're probably looking at me like, what the fuck are you talking about? And I'm talking about Joe Biden trying to pronounce Easter bunnies. Easter bunnies. Look at the oyster buddies. Look at all these oyster buddies. Aren't they great? Oh my God, Joe. What a joke you are. All right, delinquents. I hope you guys have a good Wednesday or whatever day you're listening to this. And I'll talk to you next day. Next time. Love you. Bye.